Today, time is 7 after the hour. You're working on Tuesday. No more April Fool's stuff. You're just the real McCoy today. And the discussion here with Ken Kessler and me and you focuses on some of the important stories. Some may consider them the best stories of the day. And your favorite may not be among these, but I think about favorites. And I look at this list, which includes what's going on with these crazies in North Korea. You got to wonder. But there are a lot of serious issues. Maybe we touch on a few lighter things during the course of the hour. And, of course, your input at 888-302-3684. I'm not like those others in the news media or conversation media. I want as many different diverse opinions as possible for us to discuss back and forth. So help yourself. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gathering legislators together for an annual parliamentary session, declaring the building of nuclear weapons to be one of the nation's top priorities. Meanwhile, our Navy, has moved a warship closer to the North Korean coast to monitor military activities there. All of these threats back and forth, and you wonder what's different. Well, what's different is we have kind of a lunatic that's in charge, and so there are F-22 fighter jets being sent over to South Korea as well. So on one hand, you deal with North Korea. The other hand, the White House egg roll. There you go, Kenny. The important items of the day. So here's a piece from a talk show hosted by a guy named Brett Winterbull. He talks to Gordon Chang here about the latest threats from North Korea and wondering out loud whether we need to take them seriously or not.
We're looking at the situation on the ground here in North Korea, the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Kim Jong-un has been getting more and more wacky the last couple of days and weeks, ever since Dennis Rodman was there. What's going on, Gordon? What do we know with these threats that he's making?
Yeah, there's real problems inside the North Korean regime, because at no time since 1949 has a North Korean leader had a smaller base of support than Kim does today. He's been purging officials who are loyal to his dad. He's trying to change the nature of the regime. And so we hear a lot of these threats, but it also means that perhaps nobody really is in control. And so Kim Jong-un, who's 29, is inexperienced at playing this game of nuclear blackmail. Things could go really, really wrong.
Peter King did an interview over the weekend, and Peter King, the Republican from New York, came out and he said, this guy's really doing himself no favors. He's potentially, what is it that you said there, Peter King?
I wouldn't be that concerned about them hitting the mainland U.S. right now, or even any U.S. territory. I think the real threat is to what North Korea might be boxing itself into.
And Gordon Chang, is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, Kim probably is painting himself into a corner with these threats. And whenever these occur, you know, usually bad things happen. I don't think that they'll occur for a little while because we've got these joint South Korea-U.S. military exercises. And the North Koreans never strike when we're at a high state of readiness. But when these exercises are over on April 30, then anything could really happen. Because when we're not looking, when our readiness returns to a normal state, falls back to a normal state, then things really could go wrong. I hope not, but we need to be concerned.
Let me ask you this question. As we look at the North Korea situation, are we being too provocative, though, flying B-2 stealths over the peninsula, using B-52s, acting in an aggressive fashion? What about the risks of goading this wacko Kim Jong-un into doing something potentially very dangerous?
Well, we've got to do that, unfortunately. We've backed ourselves into a position where we have to do some things that have downsides. We're flying these planes over South Korea as much as a message to the South Koreans as the North Koreans. And we're saying to them, because they've lost confidence in South Korea of our ability to defend them, we're saying to the South Korean population, look, we've got your back. We can take care of you. You can exercise restraint. And that's why I think that these overflights are a really good thing, because at the end of the day, we need to tell our allies that they don't have to be overly concerned. They did not respond to the provocations in 2010 when the North Koreans killed 50 South Koreans. And so right now there's no South Korean general, I think, who is willing to absorb another body blow from the North and not retaliate. That's why we need to have some restraint.
888-302-3684, the provocation or lack thereof. Interesting, there's a conversation there about us sending fighter jets to South Korea. part of the military exercises aimed at the threats from North Korea. The statement about the exercise, called Full Eagle, meant to reinforce the commitment, the U.S. commitment to one of its most trusted allies. That's what we call the Koreans. Jets were deployed from Korea, I'm sorry, from Japan yesterday. Kind of wonder what the Japanese are thinking about all of this, and certainly what the Chinese are thinking about all of this. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Ken, most of the things that we follow or things that we have chatting going on in our various chat rooms at Facebook.com/G'day or Twitter are not serious. Anybody either here with us or in general back and forth about North Korea?
I haven't seen anything recently. There's talk about the dodgeball ban we talked about yesterday and
yeah,
lying on resumes, but it doesn't seem to be anything that is that serious.
Mm-hmm.
At least not on Facebook. No one is talking to us on Twitter about North Korea, but there's plenty of back
talk
and forth about it. It's
right.
It's a lot of postings of news stories and that kind of thing.
Right. All right, so the news is that, well, I don't know, the real news is that there's something going on. What exactly is going on and why it's going on, I guess, is a matter of, and also there is, in my cynical mind, the suspicion that sometimes when things aren't going so well at home, you call attention to something somewhere else. Where have we had that happen before? And think about that. Maybe it's a reactor. They're going to restart a nuclear reactor, including let's see here. This is something that there was talk before about rebuilding and restarting nuclear facilities. And whether or not these things can be used, we've had this conversation with Iran and other countries that seem to be building up their nuclear capability. They supposedly are building nuclear reactors for power, but you know there's something else going on in there. So is that an act of war? 14 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're lost in a lone
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fell in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
ThatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
TheHotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
888-302-3684. Our conversation as the program begins today, focusing on North Korea and what's going on there. There are unconfirmed reports from some news sources that the Chinese are mustering their army on the border of North Korea. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. They don't want Kim Jong-un or anybody else disturbing what's going on over there. And sooner or later, he's going to find that out, perhaps the hard way. They may not be our allies, but having foolishness going on over there like is going on is not good for business, as it were. Here are our hosts, John Cass and Lauren Kahn, talking to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about whether Kim Jong-un is a real threat or whether he's just trying to build up his muscles.
The tone that I get as someone just reading it from the outside is that this fellow is losing control. Unlike his father, who would... There was a method to his, you know, nuttiness.
He was sort of playing the game of battleship with South Korea and the U.S.
We would give him some money. He would scream. We'd give him some money. This is different. And your assessment?
Well, I guess the way I look at it is obviously tensions are high. The way I put it in the Boston Herald a week or two ago, as I said, you know, North Korea carries out its threats except when it doesn't. We obviously have to take this seriously. But there's a lot of things going on here we also need to understand. There's a lot of dynamics.
Tell us.
For instance, you know, these messages, these threats are meant not only for external audiences, such as the United States and South Korea and Japan. They're meant for internal audiences. Remember, the new leader, a young man, probably in his late 20s, we don't even really know how old he is exactly, is trying to develop a cult of personality. He has no gravitas. He has no history. He has no record of achievement in North Korea, although he's done pretty well recently, like his father or his grandfather, in comparison to them. His grandfather, Kim Il-sung, was the founder of the country. Legend says he fought the Japanese during World War II. Most people think he was in the Soviet Union, or most of the scholars outside North Korea think he was in the Soviet Union hiding out. Or in China, things along that line. But he fought the Korean War against the United States and UN forces in South Korea. His father, Kim Jong-il, didn't have that sort of military record, but he was at his father's side as the heir apparent for many, many years. And then this young man was chosen rather late on. He's one of three sons by two different mothers, wives of Kim Jong-il. Doesn't have, you know, sort of weight and gravitas. So what he's trying to do here is they're developing a cult of personality where internally, where the people, you know, experience privation and deprivation, and they, you know, because of these bad Americans and these bad South Koreans, and I'm protecting you, et cetera, et cetera. And then he's also, you know, he also needs to tell the world that my father's gone, but don't mess with me either. So there's a lot of things going on. The problem here, John, is the potential for misperception and miscalculation that could lead to something, you know, really, really ugly.
North Korea and nuclear offensives, rebuilding and restarting nuclear facilities. But the North Korean leader today seems to be toning down a little bit some of the rhetoric. The Navy moving in with a focus on missile threats. So all this stuff is hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo. Monsanto and the Monsanto Protection Act up next here in consideration. Have you heard about this? If you're interested in GMO foods, listen up.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kesler. Monsanto doesn't need any more protection. They've done a nice job here. There's a report that suggests that many members of Congress weren't even aware that the provision that was put into the bill last week as part of the budget, the plan that was signed by the president, this is one of those deals where these sneaky son of a bees get some congressman or senator to stick, this is the so-called Monsanto Protection Act, onto a bill. It shields the maker of genetically modified seeds from being sued by consumers who claim they've been harmed by their products. Here's Talk Host Jeff Messer with both sides here on this conversation and controversy.
Michael Taylor, former vice president of Monsanto, who was recently appointed as a senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA by President Obama. Well, this enforces that other side of the argument where people are saying, look, he's in the bag for Monsanto. Oh, my gosh. Well, he did. He did appoint this guy who was a Monsanto VP to be a senior advisor to the commissioner of the FDA. Now, that's a scary thing. You know, we can be pro-Obama all day and all night over here on the show, but that's a pretty glaring thing right there. When the question is coming up, where does the president stand on this, and he's appointing a former VP of the company in question to serve on the FDA, that's going to get some hackles up. Some people are going to be really concerned. What's going on? This seems like bad news. And then, within a few weeks, boom, this Monsanto Protection Act thing rears its head. So I looked into it, and this was last Tuesday. The president signed the spending bill, H.R. 933, into law, which was primarily concerned with the threat of a government shutdown. That was the reason that this thing was cobbled together. However, buried in the fine print, as is the case, as they seem to always want to do, they want to tag things into something that's a sure deal to get away with some not so on the up and up things. So buried in the fine print was Section 735 of H.R. 933. Section 735. The Farmer Assurance Provision. That's what it's called. It is not the Monsanto Protection Act. The Farmer Assurance Provision, which the press has since then dubbed as the Monsanto Protection Act. It's purely a media thing, okay? This is what they're calling it. Now, Section 735, Farmers Insurance Provision, bars federal courts from being able to halt the sale or planting of controversial genetically modified or genetically engineered seeds. Okay. So federal courts cannot halt the sale or planting of the GMOs or the GEs, genetically modified. So it kind of is a Monsanto Protection Act, isn't it, on some level? Even if the words aren't there, the sentiment is still there. Democracy Now!'s executive director, Dave Murphy, was quoted as saying, it's basically an ATM machine and a corporate handout to Monsanto. That's what he said. He also adds that every farmer and consumer is at risk. So basically the provision allows major agriculture biotech corporation Monsanto to continue using GMO seeds in farms across America. And it was actually, supposedly, written in collaboration with Monsanto reps between the GOP and the House, who wrote this and added this in, 735, Section 735. Monsanto reps collaborated with this. So you can blame Obama for Michael Taylor, but the House GOP collaborated with Monsanto reps to write this into law.
Sounds like both sides is the host there. This is a left-of-center host. Both sides, you've got to figure out somehow or other how to place some of the blame on the Republicans. That's the way they do it. So the farmer the farmer assurance provision. That's how they got the proposition. It was 36 or 39 California defeated because it was supposedly going to be bad for the farmer. What a load of bull. So it was on the budget appropriation.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Author Helen Brown's book, Cleo, How a Cat Mended a Family, was an international bestseller about her own cat, Cleo, and its impact on her family after the tragic loss of her son. Her newest book, Cats and Daughters, They Don't Always Come When Called, picks up with her family's new cat and her relationship with her daughter.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer and told I had to have a mastectomy, and we were going through a lot of turmoil with my older daughter Lydia deciding she was going to take off to become to Sri Lanka to become a Buddhist nun. Life was just full of turmoil, and when I came out of the hospital, my sister came across from New Zealand to help nurse me, and she went for a walk one day and she had this sort of mysterious smile on her face, and I said, what is it? And she said, I'm only going to tell you if you promise you're not going to do anything about this. And we were down in the pet shop in moments, and right in the middle there was this big tall cage, and it was full of kittens, and most of them were asleep. But there was this one maniac who was swinging off the wires, and he was using this other little kitten as a trampoline and swinging down and bouncing off him and getting back up the wires, and I was just captivated. And then he fixed me with these huge blue eyes, climbed up the wire and put his paw out through the wire and touched me, and my heart melted. I just thought I was chosen. He exploded into our household.
That's author Helen Brown on her newest book, Cats and Daughters. They Don't Always Come When Called. There's more online.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Conversation going, 888-302-3684. CBS Television is in, I don't know if hot water, but they're facing a lot of controversy, Kenny, over a broken leg injury that was on replay during the NCAA tournament, but it limited the times it showed the coverage out of concern for the audience. This is guard Kevin Ware from Louisville taking a gruesome tumble during the first half of the game against Duke, breaking his right leg in two places, and he landed pretty hard. The injury was broadcast live. His leg bends unnaturally as it crumbles underneath him, and you can see that. Then CBS decided to limit the replay out of consideration for the audience. So let's talk about the aftermath of this with talk host Keith Larson, who here talks to sports writer Scott Fowler about the replay and whether the audience ought to have seen it more or not. Was CBS in the right?
Your column basically says, well, you say CBS wisely avoided showing the replay after the initial moment. Why shouldn't they have? This was the most significant thing. Everybody's talking about it. It affected the game. People were trying to get to CBS to see it. You can go to the internet and find it anywhere. Why shouldn't CBS have shown it beyond just that first moment?
Yeah, that's the big question today, isn't it? They showed it twice, I think, originally, and like a lot of people who probably have DVR technology, I probably rewound it and watched it a couple of other times, partly because I was writing this column. Keith, I understand what you're saying. The news value of it is undeniable. On the other hand, the squeamishness of it, I think I generally agree that CBS shouldn't have shown it after those initial couple of times because, for those who did not see it, the bone is literally sticking out of his leg in such a way that I think, you know, without being too gross about it, I think a lot of people, their Easter dinner would have had a hard time staying down if they had seen a real close-up replay of this. So I think showing the reaction shot cuts, which CBS did over and over, showing people crying, collapsing on the court when they saw it. I think that was fine, but a close-up of, you know, I'm sure they had that, but I'm glad that they didn't show a...
Well, I don't think I ever saw anything super close-up. All they ever showed super close-up of Kevin Ware was his face. Now, you could see the dangle, and so I guess you could figure it out or know that what you were seeing was a bone, but I never saw like a super close up of bone.
That's true. Yeah, I think you're right. Although if you watched it, I rewound it a couple of times, and if you watched it even from the far away shot, you could see, I mean, without being too gruesome about it, you could see it, but you had to kind of almost pause it and look. So, yeah, I mean, even at the beginning, I thought, they handled a difficult situation pretty well, and I'm not generally a big fan of the way CBS does some of the games, but I thought in this case they did it correctly.
Who won? To look at some guy's bone in his leg. Kenny, did you see this?
I've not. No, I in fact intentionally didn't see it. I wasn't watching that game, and yeah. I heard about it. And, yeah. I just don't want to see it.
It's amazing what some people have such a taste for gore, and they want to see this kind of stuff. But imagine if you are in the middle of your Easter dinner, and this is on, and all of a sudden you see this. I can see what they're talking about. Are we too sensitive? Are we wimps? No. It's about good taste. On the other hand, talk host Bob Rose, focusing on the news media outlets, refusing to show the footage of this injury at all. But think about some of the things that are on television. And then is this something that makes any sense compared to some of the gruesomeness on the television programs that are on at night?
The media did everything they could to not want to show you the video or photographs again of that incident. And I have to ask why. Why? It didn't lead to this young man's death. He's stabilized. He's going to be fine. I have a lot of surgery and a lot of rehab, but, you know, as far as life-threatening, no. Is it gross to look at? Yeah. I mean, if you that kind of thing makes you kind of queasy, you probably don't want to check it out. But you can see. You can see where the break is. It's above where his sock is, but it's clearly below his knee. And it's nasty. Now, I have to ask you this. Why won't they show this? They wouldn't even show it in a replay or anything relating to the game at all. Then I was watching ABC News, World News this morning. At, 3:34 a.m., they wouldn't show it either. And I have to ask why. And one of the things that came to mind was, okay, so TV and movies for the most part is fictional. But they still have a big influence, especially on young people. So let me get this straight. You got Jersey Shore where you see people basically taking it right to the edge of alcohol poisoning. You see them sleeping around where they could get sexually transmitted diseases. You know, everything's a joke, everything's funny. You actually want to see something that really happened while a sport was going on. In other words, it wasn't doing anything wrong. And somehow the media wants to, quote unquote, are they protecting you from that image? Are they protecting you? You say, oh, don't say they're protecting the kid, Kevin Ware. First of all, he's not a kid, but he's young. First, he's all doped up. Oh, yeah. They stabilized him, and he is, I'm sure, having his pain effectively dealt with. So why? What's the big deal about showing the image? I'm just asking the question. Am I out of line? And I just think it's interesting. In the world of media that we live in where everything is fair game, from the minute details of somebody's personal life to showing all sorts of things on reality TV, which I know is not really reality per se, but all the things that they promote.
888-302-3684. I don't know that there's much more to be said about that. I think we've said what needs to be said, frankly. What would an hour of conversation be without a focus on the gun filibuster and having some people? This is always the way. Gun control conversations are always great for phone calls. So stand by for that next here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was fun.
kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Kenny and I following some of these things that are a part and parcel of the usual conversation, it seems. I mean, on regular issue-oriented talk radio programs, there seems to be a never-ending discussion of gun control. With all of the weekend conversation about the filibuster that may come up when the new gun proposal comes up, there are a lot of people who are showing up as an opportunity here, but has it been squandered since Sandy Hook? That's a question a lot of people have been asking. So what's the story? The latest here is from Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, where host Gary Saddlemyer talks to analyst Jeff Birnbaum about the increasing likelihood of a filibuster now.
What is likely to happen with the proposed gun legislation in the Senate now that you have more senators signing on to the idea of a filibuster? Well, number one, is a filibuster coming back into vogue now? Because we had Rand Paul the other day.
It's definitely in. It's in this year. I'm not sure that the real live filibuster of the kind that Rand Paul did on drones is will be used here. That's where he actually stood and talked for 13 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's going to happen, but it may. In any case, there are a handful of Republican senators now, including Paul and Marco Rubio of Florida, who have said they would filibuster any gun legislation that impinges on the right to bear arms, and by that they mean anything that restricts actual gun ownership. They favor beefing up the databases used for background checks to include people with mental illnesses.
Right.
They don't. So there could be gun legislation, just not legislation that would do things like the Senate Judiciary Committee has suggested, banning whole categories of weapons, assault weapons, automatic weapons, and high-capacity magazine clips.
Yeah, they're not going to go for that. How are they relative to background checks and that kind of? In other words, if they don't get mental health patients included in a background check, and with HIPAA, that's a problem.
It is a problem. That's right.
Will they go? Will they filibuster the idea of expanded background checks?
Well, my guess is that they that there would be a large opposition and maybe a filibuster to universal background checks because of the argument is has to do with practicality. Can you really force people who are trading guns or family members exchanging guns or people borrowing guns? Can you force a background check on folks who are doing that? And there are just as there is opposition to banning guns, there is strong opposition to a background check that goes that far because people fear that it would actually become something akin to a new gun registry, which is anathema to hunters all around the country.
All right, so we have the gun filibuster, and then we have the reality of what's happened as a result of these of the gunplay and of these shooters. Latest in what's going on in Aurora, here's host Rita Cosby talking to analyst Doug Burns about whether Colorado prosecutors ought to have cut a deal instead of seeking the death penalty in the case of that shooter there who killed the 12 people in the movie theater.
Our penal system is a mess. It is. And so many times they're in prison and they get out or whatever. Do you think prosecutors should have cut a deal? What's your thought on this?
Well, no, I agree with you on this one. I mean, you know, you can use this case to highlight where prosecutors have and are continuing to go wrong, which is, let's say, the Casey Anthony case, the Jody Arias case. These are emotional, one-time killings of somebody that they know, and I'm not excusing it, but to go for the death penalty there is an overkill. Here, this is a monster who gunned down 12 people, injured 70 mm-hmm. people, and it's fully within their discretion as prosecutors to insist on the death penalty. However, though, let me just throw in that I think everyone will find it interesting that there's only been one execution in Colorado since the death penalty was reinstated under Gregg v. Georgia in 1976.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing. Why is that? Why do you think it is that there's only one?
Yeah, the reason I mention that is to kind of see the forest for the trees. I mean, you know, the Supreme Court had essentially abolished capital punishment, Furman v. Georgia.
Right, and then they brought it back,
and then they
brought
it back,
right,
with the bifurcated, you know, system, which is we'll deal with guilt or innocence in one trial, and then we'll have a separate proceeding with, you know, aggravating and mitigating factors. So I think what happened was is that, you know, a lot of states just simply sort of did probably plea bargain a lot of the cases. And the death penalty, which is something that I just happen to coincidentally study quite a bit, you know, it's really, it's an issue that people have a lot of different points of view on. Because I'll throw in another statistic, which again is completely separate from my own view or belief in this case where I just told you I think the death penalty is appropriate. Having said that, though, you made a point, and you're right, which is, you know, the cost of, you know, feeding him and housing him. But I'll tell you what, Rita, and you'll find this interesting.
It costs more.
The cost of all the appeals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing that many years ago, and I was staggered by that.
It's amazing.
It is amazing that they get automatic appeals, and they get this.
Paid for very often with court-appointed counsel. And then the other point which you made, and I commend you for making it, is, you know, you do have the emotional costs in addition to the legal costs. So even some of the victims' own families might turn around and say, you know what, I'd rather not see a whole spectacle of a trial.
Fred, what do you think about all this discussion?
A lot of the thing that the legislation that President Obama passed, or is trying to get passed, is about our children. If we don't protect our children, what can we do? You know, if when the cell phones came out, they passed a law for cell phones because people were dying behind it. We got our children. The most important thing that we have in this world is our children. And our children are getting killed by people that are using weapons that are full-capacity magazines holding 30 rounds or more. And if we don't do something about that, what are we saying? We're saying that, okay, it's okay to kill our children?
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Past the hour on the Good Day program. If you're a follower of this program and you go to our website with frequency, you notice there's a big button on the right-hand side of the homepage called Good Day Crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is a new way for businesses and causes and individuals to raise money, but to be successful, it requires careful planning and management. So we put together a series called Startup America. Here's Mike Hayes with me.
Hi, I'm Startup American news broadcaster Mike Hayes. This is really an exciting live daily radio reality show called Good Day Crowdfunding, where millions of people across the U.S. wake up with Doug Steffen every week. Would you like to raise money for your idea or startup and get tips from professionals who know crowdfunding? Join the community, and you'll hear detailed case studies of successes and failures to help you build solid strategies to succeed. Top members will be invited to join the crowdfunding incubator, which will guide participants from start to finish. And listen to this. The best ideas will get a shot on the Good Day Crowdfunding Show to pitch their idea to millions. Join now and receive member-only bonuses to help you raise money today through crowdfunding. We'll see you inside in the community.
Well, we're big crowdfunders. We got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about money and we sing about truth. That $100 a throw. We seek all kinds of bills that give us all kinds of thrills, but the thrill we'll never know is the thrill it's gonna get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send 5 copies to my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo?
That's a good idea.
I got a good day feeling about a crowdfunding hook that'll launch my big dream too. I got no money and a great idea, and I'll do some good for you. Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the crowd that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send 5 copies to my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo? Got a lot of crowdfunders who have genuine interest in the things we got to say. With the radio reality incubator show, it deserves the cover of the front page. We got all the crowd that funding could want, but we don't have our name out there. If there's one little thing that could make the difference, it's the killer Indiegogo factor. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send 5 copies to my mother?
Indiegogo.
This is Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, and we're going to launch a new radio reality series based upon a media crowdfunding incubator program providing entrepreneurs and small businesses with national media exposure while they train and gain resources for launching successful crowdfunding campaigns. I've got a great team of innovators who are working with me to promote and to educate. When it comes to crowdfunding, what an exciting, exciting opportunity. This is something that's so new, many of you may not know much about it at all. While we're covering the day-to-day stories of other entrepreneurs, we're going to be there with them in the trenches because we're launching our own crowdfunding campaign as part of our radio reality show in order to create more public awareness about the merits, about the benefits, about the wonder of crowdfunding. To succeed in small business, you got to be bold, you got to take risks. So, we're going to look forward in this enterprise to using the media platform of Good Day to help build, help develop, help move along the crowdfunding community. Register today by going to gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding, all one word, .com. gooddaycrowdfunding.com. The people who are being successful with raising money these days for their own reasons go to Good Day Crowdfunding to learn more. It's 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.